Let's welcome in Senator Brad Hawkins joining us on the agenda. Senator Hawkins, thanks for your patience there. We appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. Good afternoon, Dave. Good to be with you. And that is actually a radio term that I'm familiar with. It's called JIP, Join in Progress. So I was excited to hear the president a bit. So thanks for doing that.
You bet. Appreciate it. And there is a certain pecking order, and you have to yield to the president, I guess, when he's going to speak for the first time. quite some time. Well, we wanted to bring you on. Maybe you could shed some light on potentially if it is a Joe Biden candidate, and of course that remains to be seen. But we're noting that it's the governor's office that is dismissing speculation that he's being considered, rather than, to my knowledge, Governor Inslee himself. But it's his governor's office dismissing speculation that he's being considered for several positions in a Joe Biden cabinet, I should say. His spokesperson telling the Seattle Times the governor has not been contacted by the Biden transition team. And that Governor Inslee stated multiple times he's not interested in serving in that capacity and is committed to serving as Washington State's governor. But there have been a number of positions we've heard bandied about. What would happen? How would the process work? And I guess this is speculation, but how would it work? I think I remember hearing during the election season that if Governor Inslee were tabbed for a post like that, that Denny Heck, who looks like he's prevailed as lieutenant governor, just automatically moves up. Is that how it really works?
Well, sort of. I mean, there's actually, it's a real loaded question, and it's
sorry about that.
Oh, no problem at all. I mean, there's just quite a bit to unpack, and it's certainly possible, even though Governor Inslee is stating that he's not interested. I think if Joe Biden were to give him a call, I think we would know the likely outcome. And I think, first off, we should probably look at the timeline. So the first day of the legislative session is January 12th. And that is typically when I would be sworn in, when our new lieutenant governor, Denny Heck, would be sworn in, when Governor Inslee, who is reelected, would take his oath of office for his third term. So that's January 12th. President Biden wouldn't actually take office until January 20th. And then if Governor Inslee, for example, were designated to be a cabinet member under the Biden administration, cabinet members are actually subject to U.S. Senate confirmation. So in that process, even though it's somewhat of a formality, in terms of U.S. Senate confirmation for presidential cabinet positions, that's still a bit of a process. There's still some vetting and things like that. Arguably, Governor Inslee, I think one of the reasons he was running for president to begin with was so that he could be publicly visible and sort of participate in that long vetting process that's associated with running for president, so that even if he was unsuccessful in himself getting elected for president, then he'd have a leg up to get into a Democratic administration. So I think that's a possibility. There's also an interesting scenario, too, where, you know, President Biden would take office January 20th. If he named Governor Inslee to a position that wasn't necessarily a cabinet position, Governor Inslee could assume that position right away, but he, of course, you know, we believe would have to resign as governor. And then if he resigns as governor, there's provisions in our state constitution, and this is where it gets kind of interesting. And there's actually two different schools of thought that are developing. One is that it involves the lieutenant governor assuming the duties of the governor as an acting governor until a special election would take place 1 year from now in November of 2021. The other school of thought, and we can talk about each of these, would involve the lieutenant governor ascending to the office of governor and actually being sworn in as governor, and then both the governor and the lieutenant governor positions would be up for election in November 2021. But either way, if Governor Inslee were to accept the position and were to resign, it's going to set up a very interesting process for November 2021 general election and presumably an August 2021 primary election. As you could imagine, there'd be a battle royale of elected officials that might be interested in this position.
Yeah, because you had 47 or 43, I can't remember, that lined up to run for governor with Governor Inslee in the field this past August. If it was an open seat, boy, Katie bar the door.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And not only an open seat, so catch this, Dave, you're catching statewide elected officials who are normally elected to a four-year position, or some members of Congress or others that are elected to a two-year position. And this November 2021 date would sort of fall in between. So a lot of these officials could get a free run at the governorship without actually giving up their current positions. And so, it gets to be really interesting. And then also, you know, as I mentioned, the state constitution plays a big role in this. And there are two articles where it specifically references in our state constitution what, you know, how do we fulfill the position of governor if the governor resigns or passes away? And then also, how would the state senate fulfill the position of lieutenant governor? Because the lieutenant governor is actually the person during session that presides over the state senate when we're conducting our floor debates. And this is all specified in the state constitution. It's Article 2, Section 10, and Article 3, Section 10 that specify that. But to the extent that the state constitution, those particular articles of the state constitution were adopted, I believe, in 1910. And so they didn't really contemplate at the time, the drafters of that constitutional amendment, you know, what the state of circumstances are these days. And so it may be, Dave, that if different schools of thought develop on this, that the state attorney general or, the legislature or secretary of state may ask for a friendly lawsuit to the state, so that these issues related to the state constitution can be clarified by the state Supreme Court. And because the state Supreme Court would be the final adjudicator of what is constitutional in Washington state, the state Supreme Court could expedite something like that and render a decision that would provide a lot of clarity for a lot of people.
Well, it's an interesting rabbit hole to go down. Of course, we've got to get the presidential election decided and certified first. So, but it is interesting food for thought. Hey,
yeah, one thing I wanted to tell you too, Dave, not to like tie in too much there, but we actually have some experience recently with our lieutenant governor serving as an active governor, because the current lieutenant governor, Cyrus Habib, had to step up and serve in the role as governor during the days that Governor Inslee was out of state campaigning for his presidential bid. And as you can recall, there was a lot of debate and discussion about the cost of his security and things like that. But Governor Inslee did spend quite a bit of time out of state. And when that happened, everything bumped up. The lieutenant governor stepped in for the governor. We had the presiding officer of the Senate step in for the lieutenant governor. So it was a kind of an interesting process. But in this case, the lieutenant governor wouldn't just presumably be stepping in for a day here or a couple days there. The lieutenant governor would be serving for many months as the acting governor. And so it's really interesting. And also, coincidentally, the runner-up for lieutenant governor, Denny Heck, got elected. But the runner-up is my colleague, Senator Marco Elias, who I served with in state Senate. And so maybe there's a situation here where he will become the lieutenant governor at some point, even though he lost the election for lieutenant governor.
Well, let's take a break here real quick. We already see now that anti-tax crusader Tim Iman has announced a couple of voter initiatives that would prohibit an income tax or block any efforts for a carbon tax. So want to kind of throw those questions your way when we come back after the break. We've got Senator Brad Hawkins with us on the agenda, News Radio 560 KPQ.
Keep your focus on the events around you, anywhere, anytime with KPQ.com. Welcome back to The Agenda on News Radio 560 KPQ with Dave Bernstein.
And on the program with us, we have Senator Brad Hawkins. So we wanted to kind of ask about, some what ifs, and still a lot before we would know if Governor Inslee would, if he were offered a position within a president-elect Joe Biden cabinet. Lots to happen before there. But we wanted to maybe touch on a few other items. Looks like Tim Iman has announced plans for a couple of voter initiatives. One would prohibit an income tax. One, because Governor Inslee has talked about that. Another would block any efforts to impose a carbon tax at the state or the local level. The initiatives that Iman has put forth in the most recent didn't fare well, the state Supreme Court. Do you think that either of those initiatives would succeed at least making their way onto the ballot, the appetite statewide for voter support on signature gathering on either of those fronts, Senator?
Well, I think it's quite possible. You know, it's interesting during this pandemic how much success he may or may not have with the signature gathering. The statewide sex education referendum was successful, but there were some challenges to that. I would imagine that there'd be a lot of support in terms of signature gathering for opposition to a state income tax or opposition to a carbon tax, although the carbon tax was actually on the ballot not too long ago. I guess what'll be interesting is, you know, for Tim Iman, if you're in his perspective, is probably not only can you get these on the ballot and get the voter approval, but can they survive a state Supreme Court challenge, which, as you mentioned, with the CARTAB initiative, he was unsuccessful in getting the state Supreme Court to uphold that. And so, it's really interesting. I think as we look ahead towards the upcoming session in 2021 in January, begins January 11th, I really think there's a possibility that there will be additional taxes, because what we're trying to do is we're looking at the projected budget deficit is about $4.5 billion. If we utilize our budget stabilization account, which is known as our rainy day fund, and we make some modest and measured reductions in state programs, I personally think we can get out of this over the 2 or 4 year period and get back to a true balanced budget. But I don't think the debate will be whether we use the budget stabilization account. The debate will really be, do we make the budget reductions or do we raise taxes? And I'm afraid we might see some additional taxes. And if there are some, it might very well be a state income tax, which is probably what Tim Iman is anticipating and trying to get out ahead of that. But even if something like that does pass, there's always the option, as we learned this last election, of a statewide referendum for anything the legislature passes. So there's always lots of checks and balances in the system, and it'll be interesting to see how it plays out.
Yeah, he's calling it a preemptive strike. So it all depends on what happens in the legislature. So we'll see. Hey, we appreciate you coming on, and kind of fun to play a little what if, but it's going to be interesting to see on that scenario with Governor Inslee's potential future plans, and we'll look forward to our legislative visits with you here in a few short months. Thanks for joining us today on The Agenda.
Thanks so much, Dave.
And good happy to Thanksgiving to you and your family, by the way. We certainly probably won't be talking before then, We'll talk to you probably sometime maybe next month, maybe a little legislative preview time.
That would be great. I'd love to be on with you, maybe for a full hour, take some calls and discuss that. But happy Thanksgiving to you and yours as well, Dave, and all the KPQ listeners.
Thanks a bunch.